That it's settled, yes. Pox turned to the marshal. Sir Marshal, will you lead your yeomen, or shall I? A spark of interest had returned to his eyes. Now it kindled into pride. I will, Paladin of Gird. Do we go by the road? For a time. Pox nodded to Doran. Captain, I would recommend battle order, with forward scouts in sight of the cohort. For now I will ride with the yeomen. Doran's quick commands soon had the cohort moving at a brisk trot. Pox waited until the marshal had brought out his own shaggy mount, and they rode together at the head of the yeomen. Before he could say anything, she was asking about the road ahead and the shape of the land around. Just out of town, the road entered a section of broken, rough land, more heavily forested than that on either side. Already some of the springs had broken. The road surface was a rough mass of frost heave and mud. The red horse slowed, picking his way around the soggy places and slippery, refrozen ice. The yeoman marched strongly, but in a loose, ungainly formation. Pox wondered how they would fight, but anything would be better than the blank apathy of Darkon Edge. The marshal began to explain some of what had happened in the past several years. She realized that some powerful force had harried his grange, and the next to the south, picking off the strongest and bravest of the yeomen. Only a few had been found, alive or dead. The old man's nephew had returned a cripple, and half mad from torture. Another, terribly mutilated, had managed to kill himself. She shook her head as he fell silent. Indeed, Marshal. You have had hard times. You say you tried to find the source of this? Of course I did! Now he was angry again. Gird's blood, Paladin. When I came, I was as full of flame as you are now, but year after year, one after another, they died, and I could find nothing. How can they trust me when I can't find a center of evil like that, eh? How can I trust myself? And the other marshals nearby, they did nothing? Garin tried, until he got the lung fever so bad. His yeoman marshal was taken too, and that, well, it was bad to see, Paladin. I know Barriss, east of me, has had trouble too, but we neither of us had much time to meet. It's more than a day's journey across by the road. I've got 6 Bartons outlying as well as the Grange, and always something gone wrong.
And you quit hoping?
Hoping? Hoping for what? What's left? Half the yeomanry I had when I came, Gird's blood. I don't doubt this day will see the half of that half gone. But as you said, a clean death. I don't fear death itself. Gird knows I've tried these years, but...
Marshal, I swear to you, this coming battle will see your grange, and granges around, freed of great evil. Some will die, yes, but die as Gird's yeoman should die. That man you call a mercenary will be Leonya's king, as honest and just a ruler as any land could have. And if you and I live to see it, we will call it well bought, at whatever cost.
I hope so.
He chewed his lip. Then he lowered his voice and rode close to her.
It isn't what I thought of. When I was a young yeoman marshal, I thought to be a marshal whose grange increased, spreading justice all around. Instead,
you have fought a hard battle, in hard conditions, and held a position until help came. Think of it like that. His face changed.
Is it?
Well, said Pox, grinning at him, paladins are usually considered help. So is a cohort of Fulani infantry. You could have a worse broom to sweep your dirty corners.
He flushed, but finally smiled, straightening in his saddle with a new expression on his face.